Welcome to this afternoon and evening of 19th century American poetry. We're met on the occasion of the publication of a fine new book, American Poetry, the 19th Century. And I suggest, as a way of getting our spirits up for it, that we all stand where we are and sing the best known work of 19th century American poetry ever, the one that we ordinarily do at the beginning of ball games and at the beginning of poetry readings. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
the book, American Poetry, thank you very much. That was distinguished. This volume by John Hollander includes about 1,000 poems by 150 poets, including Francis Scott Key, who wrote that one. And also all of the poets that we all know, Walt Whitman, Emily Dickinson, Edgar Allan Poe, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and the poets that our fathers and mothers and grandparents knew, all of the poets with three names, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and Oliver Wendell Holmes and William Cullen Bryant and John Greenleaf Whittier, and the poets whom we ought to know, such as Herman Melville and Trumbull Stickney and Frederick Goddard Tuckerman, and a great big steamer trunk of everything else, including The Night Before Christmas and Casey at the Bat and Stephen Foster and translations from the period of Native American songs and chants and folk songs, hymns and spirituals, and on up to the rather modern poets of the end of the century, E.A. Robinson, Stephen Crane, and others. Mr. John Hollander spent 8 years reading everything that the 19th century ever produced, some of which we will not hear today. And right now, at the beginning of this marathon reading, while we still have strength, I would move that this company give Mr. John Hollander an ovation. Editor,